back again. This is not the Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Corden, or the Jon Stewart show. You're watching The Right Show. Today we're going to cover some amazing topics. Stick around for this. Rocky Balboa moves to Florida. Girls get benched while the boys excel at volleyball. Best Buy says no more CD sales. The border is wide open, and a woman marries her AI hologram boyfriend. Plus, we have special guest comedian Brady Matthews in the house. It's all happening right here, right now, on The Right Show, presented by Valuetainment. Let's go. All right, I got a question for today's episode. I want to know, where are you from? Okay, let's talk to you for a second. Where are you from, and what was the first CD you ever bought? Okay, first CD I ever got was The Beatles. First one I bought was Metallica, Black Album. All right. Enough dub the unforgiven. All right. First CD I ever stole was Master P's. You don't buy those. All right. And when I asked one of the younger generation, what's the first CD you bought? He told me a 50-pack spindle of Maxwell RWs. I said, what the heck is that? He said, we didn't have CDs to buy. We just burned MP3s on them. So that's what the next generation did. All right. So we're going to find that out more. Now, before we go any further, I just got back from Edmonton, Canada, the biggest mall in all of Canada. And let me tell you what they have there. They have drills for shooting. They have drills for fire or any kind of criminal activity. We don't have those here yet, but this is what it sounded like. And nobody told me it was a drill. So I'm running around the mall scared. And it turns out this is not an emergency. Take a look.
This is crazy. There's something going on in the mall. Everyone's running. I'll have more for you in the next hour or two.
And they're calling you into each store and locking it behind you. So take a look. They're just locking the doors one by one. Families, lock the door. Yeah. I jumped the lake. See, so in emergency, I can do stuff like that.
All right. Nobody hurt me. They were scared. Took out two people. It's done. Got a hero here, folks. Get your tickets to see my show, KayvonComedy.com. I'll protect you.
I will protect you. I took out two people. They were just shopping. It's funny because just imagine being in a mall and then people are like shuttering the doors. It was kind of a scary concept if it were a real event. And they're trying to urge you, come on in. Come on. We're going to be locked in. We don't know how long we're going to be locked in. I'm like, forget that. I'm going to Victoria's Secret. All right. If I'm going to be locked in for a couple weeks, that's the place to do. Either that or Cinnabon. I'll go either way. I'll bring a Cinnabon into Victoria's Secret and rub it all over and say, come on, ladies, come and get it while you can. That's what half Persians do. In a survival mode. Now, speaking of survival mode, I am here with a guy that I'm willing to go to war with. He is a comedian who works here at Valuetainment. We love having special guests on this show. You want to look him up. He's also the star of The Mouthpiece. It's a show where they talk sports, comedy, everything in between. Hilarious. Brady Matthews. Go follow him. Brady Matthews 13 on Instagram. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get a round of applause if we have it in the can.
Thank you, guys. Yes. Thank you so much. Take your seats. Thank you. Good to be here. Hey, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That's my stepdad.
This is awesome. What an honor. What an honor to have you on the show.
Kayvon, it's an honor to be on your show. I've always wanted to do The Right Show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But just never been the right time.
So cool.
Be here. Oh, wait.
I love it. I love it. Well, you know what I love about working with Brady is we've done comedy together for, I don't know, a decade and a half in Hollywood. And then we were like working together in Vegas. Everywhere you go, I somehow am following you.
Yeah,
I believe.
But that's okay. You know what? Hopefully, if we leave here, we leave you with each other. So it's fine.
We'll just hold hands and jump over a lake and live in an Edmonton mall.
That's it. That's it. And I'm going to be at Victoria's Secret performing.
No, absolutely. Well, Brady is running The Mouthpiece. Tell us a little bit about that show because I know that a lot of people want to check it out.
Yeah, it's a sports show. It's a sports show, just so you know, right out the gate.
Yes,
it's a sports show.
Sports.
Heavy sports. I do a show, The Mouthpiece, with Chris Mano and Ray Sherwood, both very great guys. Ray is very heavy into UFC. Oh, look, there's The Mouthpiece. Yeah, I forgot I'm wearing the shirt.
My mom
made that. No, I'm just joking. I made it. Yep. And then Chris Mano, who played in the NFL for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Carolina Panthers, and now he's on my show. And we break down every topical thing that came, like today we broke down Jake Paul and we broke down UFC.
Nice.
And then UFC 299 is coming up, so we're
right
here breaking that down. Yeah, right here in Miami. So
cool.
Yeah, we do just all topical sports stuff and a dash of comedy when we feel like it.
So I don't know a whole lot. Like, I don't follow. So I enjoy watching sports when it's on, but I don't follow it religiously. Right. So I'm glad he's on. He knows a lot more about news and making fun of that than I would going on his show. I'd be a fish out of water. So we're going to have some fun today.
Yeah, let's have fun.
We're going to watch these different stories, make fun of them together. This is the news for people who hate the news. That should be everybody, I'm pretty sure.
I hate it.
Brady and I, working at Valuetainment, has been fun because we do comedy sketches. We make each other laugh all day long, then we do our own shows. But we got a special invite to none other than Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's residence. And I said, Brady, are you going? He said, I'm going. I said, let's carpool so we can talk the whole way up.
Yeah.
And we showed up, and it was amazing. How many women were there to men ratio?
I'd say 5 to 1 for sure.
5 to 1
Is
women.
Is that a ratio? I think that's a ratio.
I think it is. Yeah, that's a ratio.
I'm bad with numbers.
It was about, so there's about 600 women and about 120 dudes there. We made up a couple of them and we just walked around. I want to give people just a glimpse of what we pulled. We didn't know what we were going to expect. And they told us we'd be wearing matching blue shirts and helping women get champagne.
Yeah.
So when you look like Brady does and you have a bottle of champagne, billionaire women come flocking. Let's get an inside look and we'll talk about it on the other side.
I like the music came on.
Yeah. And look, these women couldn't even get in. That's how exclusive it was.
So big, Beverly Hills Cop.
I know. Well, it's going to look like Beverly Hills Cop soon.
We'll be stripping in that tent.
The stripper tent.
They have Sunday brunch for rich women.
By the way, I highly recommend taking my shirt.
That's all they had.
That is all they had.
Look at this.
Look at us.
That's Bad Boys Part 5. A
couple of studs. And they're like, go put your shirts on.
Look at this fancy dog.
Even the dogs had to wear tuxedos.
That is a purse.
That costs more than my apartment.
Here we all go, like employees. So if you've never been to Mar-a-Lago, now you have, folks. Look at this runway. Brady should be right there. There's Brady.
There I am. Yep,
and wine, women, and shoes, and sexy dudes.
There's Laura Trump.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
There he is. There's the Don, the one and only.
Brady, what do you think?
Yeah, I got a boner.
There's his face on the burgers. Look at only Donald puts his face on the burgers.
That's right.
I mean, that's when you know you have a sense of humor right there.
Yep.
It's good. Can't wait to bite into it.
There it is again.
Look,
I had to go back to that.
Bad Boys 5.
When they make it like a, you know, an all white cast, Bad Boys Part 5.
It's a whiteout.
So what did you guys think of that? That was nice.
Yeah.
Brady, that all happened yesterday in a blink of an eye. I already had a video for it. What do you think about that?
I thought it was amazing. Yeah, I had a blast. And give shout out to our buddy, right?
Jim Fazio.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, I loved what he did with the golf course. It was beautiful. He gave us the rundown, even though it was pouring rain out. But
it's pouring rain, so here's the thing. We got to meet Donald Trump yesterday. We got to shake the man's hand. And the reason is after the event, I'm like, let's go get a hamburger. They're so funny. They put his face in the hamburger. So we go to this golf course, the Trump International.
Yep.
And my buddy Jim Fazio developed the whole course. So when you see a hill, he built that. The waterfall, he designed that. And so Jim's like, I can't be there. You guys go and have a burger, have a blast. And so I'm walking around going, hey, Brady, and sometimes Trump will be here. He's like, he's here now. And I go, yeah, sometimes he's here now. Sometimes
no,
he's
I'm
here.
Like, he's here he's now. And then I look over and I see him. And I'm like, it's almost like I was telling my mom, I was like, it was like seeing Elvis.
Yeah.
I was speechless. And then I walk in, they go, no pictures. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Got it. As soon as I saw that lady walk away, I was like this with my phone the whole time. Just
let
like
me
this,
show you. Brady
corner.
Brady almost got us kicked out of there. I'm like, act like you've been here before.
No
they
way.
Said no pictures. Nope. And look, this is the one. And I'm glad he got it because it's proof we were actually there. We're going to show it on the screen. Boom.
Look at him.
That's how close we were.
Right.
And I looked at Brady at one point. I go, they didn't pat us down. They don't know who we are.
Right.
We just dropped one name and got in. We could be Russian spies.
Yeah. I don't know if we should say that on here.
Yeah, yeah.
Give anybody any ideas. Just want to let you know, wasn't that hard to get in.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say. Yeah.
But we did. We took a picture of him. And then people go, what did you say? Did you tell him this? We had about 4 seconds with him before Secret Service. And we weren't going to be like, stop. We have things to tell him from Valuetainment.
It almost felt like I was at a trading card show. And I just really was trying to get my idols to sign my phone or sign something.
I wish he would have signed something.
I don't know why I said phone, but
one more hilarious story is he had about 10 Trump hats. It said MAGA 45 and 47 because he's predicting a win in 2 years. And he signed all 10 of them. He got up. He gave 5 to his table.
Yep.
3 to the next table.
Yep.
He looked at Brady and I a little bit and kind of had the 2. And a lady behind him goes, Mr. Trump, I like. He goes, here, you want these hats?
Yeah.
We were like, we would have done
we
so much.
We were so close. But he did call us good looking.
He called us very good looking.
Yep.
And then he said we can each get a hat from his, not autograph, but
yep.
from his gift shop.
Yeah.
So now
we look like caddies. We could go there and work anytime. In case this job doesn't work out, we've got fresh hats.
We probably make more in tips over there than we would here.
Probably. Yeah. Great.
That's
fired.
Right. So we are MAGA-tastic people. But that was fun. So I thought that was cool. And good luck was announced just today if you're a Donald Trump fan, which we are now since we met him. He was very nice to us.
Big time.
Breaking news, Brady. You might not have heard this. Supreme Court announces Donald Trump can run for president and will remain on the ballot.
As he should.
Yay. That's fantastic.
As he should. I mean, why would you take that away? And also, it's illegal what they were doing. And everyone knew that.
It's Colorado who decided it was an insurrection and they tried to take over the government. By the way, no one showed up with weapons. The Republicans have all the legal firearms. The Democrats, they have the other ones with the sawed-off serial numbers. But the Republicans have the legal firearms. They didn't show up with them. They showed up with flags to take over a government, the strongest government in the world. No. And so it was 4-3 in Colorado.
Yeah.
4-3. That means 4 judges said he should not be on the ballot and 3 were like, guys, yeah, he does. Those 4 should be kicked off the bench now that the Supreme Court had to come down and be like, do you guys even know what you're doing? Of course he can be on not just this ballot, sets a precedent. He's going to be allowed on all the ballots nationwide.
Okay, so question for you. So Chicago tried to get him off the ballot too. So yep. He'll be on the ballot in Illinois?
Because of the way this went, they now have an even steeper hill, and they will get slammed so hard if they keep bringing this to the judges. Like, if you keep bringing this, we already ruled on this in Colorado, you loser. So they would lose a lot of face
totally.
If they tried that. So,
totally.
Good.
Well, good.
So
good.
Thankfully, we have a Supreme Court because now we can have a fair election, supposedly.
Yeah.
Where at least we get a chance. The American people should decide who runs, not you, Colorado.
Yeah. And also, why did Colorado, why were they the first ones to be like, no, you can't play?
I thought they just smoked weed and would be chill, but
that's
not
what
so
I
much.
Thought. They're all on mushrooms.
Well, speaking of bad left-wing values, Rocky Balboa,
yeah.
otherwise known as Sylvester Stallone, hey, Adrian, he decided he's going to leave California forever. This happened on The Family Stallone. This is a reality show.
Oof.
Right here. Watch it in action. We'll talk
Breaking.
About it right after this.
After long, hard consideration, your mother and I have decided it's time to move on and leave the state of California permanently, and we're going to go to Florida. We're going to sell this house.
What?
They did not look happy about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and also, by the way, girls, it's time to leave the house.
Yeah.
You guys seem a little old to be living at home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, real quick, who is Rocky and his brother's wig guys? Because their hair is phenomenal.
That hair was pretty
did
cool.
Did you see their phenomenal? It looks like they just got out of the dressing room and they both just sprayed it with, like, fake Halloween gray hair.
Brady, that's going to be us in, like, 12 years, so
no,
don't
No, that's
make fun
me right
it,
now. Okay. I don't know if you know that. Literally me right now. But yeah. Leaving the state of California, I think it's a great idea. He's probably getting taxed up the ass.
Oh, my gosh. We left, and it was just to work here. He's probably going to save $30 million just by not living there. And then you can buy twice the house here. You could be Donald Trump's neighbor because that property in Mar-a-Lago is only $19 million.
Yeah,
a
that's
very
it.
Good
yeah,
deal.
According to the state of New York, it's only worth $18 million.
Yeah, New York, as if New York knows anything about that. So
totally.
I thought that was funny. And Casey DeSantis right away jumped on it. She is the first lady here in Florida. She said, welcome to the free state of Florida. In addition to respecting and protecting your God-given constitutional rights to be free, you can also buy toothpaste without having an armed guard in CVS unlock it for you.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to San Francisco. God, where it's legal to take a dump on the street, but go to get toothpaste.
Oh,
God
yeah.
God forbid.
No, and God forbid you actually run for office and they want to arrest you for doing that in any left-wing city.
But. Right. Also, if you want to get some good stock tips, Nancy Pelosi knows a guy.
Oh, yeah. Nancy
yeah,
Pelosi.
Sure.
So I wrote this. This is going to be on VT.com. Every week I do a satirical article. Sometimes it ranks number one. Last week it ranked number one.
I saw that. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. Number
Fantastic.
One. Persian number one.
You're doing it.
Sylvester, so it'll say something like this. Tell me if I need to punch it up. He's
sure.
a comedian. He can help.
Sure.
I'll talk to you right here on the camera right here. Sylvester Stallone, 77, just made what some might call a sly business move and delivered a knockout punch to the left. He announced on his reality show that he'd be boxing up his things and saying goodbye to California. His daughters heard this and gasped, but the episode ended on a cliffhanger. No doubt this will lead to a very rocky relationship between the two. But the gloves are off and Stallone will not stand there like a statue any longer. And if you're angry at those leaving California in droves, just remember who drew first blood. What'd you think of that?
It was really good.
A lot of punchlines?
No, I have nothing to punch up. That's really good.
That's right. I got them all in. I was thinking it could be like over the top, like the taxes.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I like that. And what's some other movies these days?
They're trying to ram Boeing too much taxes down our throat. I don't know. That's
really
good. We're pushing. Do we have a boo sound? I'm okay with being
boo.
Booed.
Where Thank are you? Jorge, nothing?
No, it's in his contract. He's not allowed to boo me.
I don't know. He's usually good for one or two sound effects. But
then he's tired.
Then he just goes back on his phone. It's fine.
Nice. Well, now we're going to talk about Brady's wheelhouse, sports.
Yes, let's go.
Okay, but we're going to go into the political side of sports. I always thought sports were not political, but 2024, unbelievable what they've done. Men are now allowed to play women's sports. Yeah. It was a college thing at first, then it became a high school thing. Here I have some footage of a boy playing on the girls' basketball team, but he thinks he's a girl, and he damn near breaks this girl's back while she's going up for a layup. Take a look.
Let's see this.
Mm-hmm. So we can narrate it. See that? The slam right there? If you look, now look, she can't move. And they're just saying, well, this is a Massachusetts high school. Basketball play is the center of the transgender sports debate. As you can see, the male player, who is more than 6 feet tall with facial hair, injured three female players before being told to leave.
Killing it.
And that's Riley Gaines. She's a swimmer who was stuck in a similar situation at the college.
Very good looking.
Yeah, she's cute. A man hitting a woman used to be called domestic abuse. Now it's called brave. Who watches this and thinks it's compassionate and inclusive? And these are the tweets. Biological men are naturally stronger and taller. Like, I don't know why we need tweets to figure this out. This is just natural stuff.
I think that's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I mean, if we're going to do this, then we should have it in the pros too, because why don't you have it in the NBA? Why don't you have women play with the men then? If you want to be politically correct, right? And if now we're all into equal rights, quote unquote, right? Have the women play with the guys, and then have the guys play with the women in the WNBA. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
we talked about it on
LeBron
my show.
LeBron James. That'd
also
be great.
Everyone's on steroids too. Let's everyone do steroids. Also, if you want to drink on the court too,
rules don't matter.
Whatever you want.
What's funny about that is Taylor Swift, sometimes she'll make a post like men are horrible or something like that. And I write, well, not all men. They develop the sewer systems and the air conditioning units. And I don't see a lot of women crawling around underground or doing the HVAC. So they're not all bad, right? And people go, you're a man, so you need to shut up in this situation. I'm like, why do I need to shut up when there are men playing girl sports and they at the college and Supreme Court level are like, leave them alone. So I identify as a woman when I argue with Swifties. Just let it be known.
Yeah. Now they're going to come after you hardcore. But who knows? Maybe this might be your most viewed show because of that.
That's women on women. All right. So it's not just basketball, Brady. It's also happening in volleyball. Now, it used to be one or two on a team. Now every team is stacking the deck. This volleyball team has three boys on it. So the other team put two on it to try to level out. And here's the worst part. The girls are all on the bench. Take a look.
This female volleyball game that we witnessed earlier featured five men pretending to be females. Three were on Seneca, two were on Centennial. Not only that, the male players were always on the court.
Look at the girl.
So you had biological female substitutes just sitting on the bench
bored
for the entire game.
Why are you being disrespectful?
Am I being transphobic?
Shut up.
Why?
Whoa. Whoa. Answer my question.
Did we trigger you?
No, you didn't trigger
are
me.
Are you trans too?
Triggered.
Do I look trans too?
Look at the two
who
behind.
Who knows these days?
Okay, so why
what about you characters? How about you guys?
characters?
What about you two characters?
Who is this guy? This guy needs a job of entertainment.
He would be great.
That's hilarious. Who are you two characters?
Characters.
Where do they work after this? In Thailand? I'm just curious. How does this work?
So I'm just curious, as a sports expert, is this happening in every single sport right now?
I think it's what they're pushing, especially in Massachusetts, because Massachusetts has gone liberal. Uh-huh. It's mostly, for some weird reason, it's always the strong East Coast like California, or it's like super East Coast, Boston, like Rhode Island. Like you saw in Rhode Island, they're pushing for women to be in men's sports and men to be in women's sports hard. They're trying to blend it all in. But the problem is not everyone wants to go for this. There's about a 3% of people that want this, and those people are damaged in the head.
Crazy.
And there's just no way that people are going to go for it.
3% want it, but it becomes a conversation as if it's a 50-50 and we're not sure what to do.
Right.
I have a question for you guys. I'm going to ask you. Why don't you put in the comments? I want to see the viewers of this show. Put in the comments. Do you think that men should be able to play and women as long as they've gone through the hormone therapy? Or do you believe in science, biology, and that bone structure, mass, lung capacity, and obviously stamina and the male ability matter. So we're going to let the people vote, read the comments. That's always the most fun. But there's one more thing. If you are going to play volleyball against the men, you might want to get these new products. These are just now available. The Kamala Harris Golden Knee Pads. Because you're going to be doing a lot of sliding on that hard deck.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be using both hands, too.
That's
for sure.
All right. Now we're going to go to the next segment, which is still sports and still cross sports. Mm-hmm. But this woman is actually so good. This is a high school female. She's such a good wrestler. She actually won state in Arizona. Her name is Audrey Jimenez is the first girl to win the Arizona State wrestling title in the boys division. So she vanquished every single guy wrestling.
In Arizona.
In Arizona.
Interesting. Well, you know, good for her. Yeah. I mean, grand scheme of it all, seeing the WWE, right?
Yeah.
I always wondered, like, people that want to get into wrestling, where does that lead?
Right. There's no $100 million contract.
There is not. So good for her. That's awesome. I look forward to seeing her.
So people, they find the one exception to the rule and go, aha, see, so we're all equal because Audrey Jimenez did it. And right. We're like, hey, you line up 100 guys and 100 girls and 90 guys are going to, you know, 10 girls might be better. But the whole thing is, as a whole, this is an exception to the rule. Another thing I looked into, Audrey is a senior.
Right.
And most boys, she wrestled 106.
I was going to say.
106 pounds. How old do you think the average boy is that's 106 pounds? Freshman barely?
Oh, barely, yeah. Barely. Yeah. They're getting shoved into the locker.
Yeah, so she's a bully. She is not a great woman. Maybe, she's mean.
Yeah, maybe Jimenez is not a nice person.
18 years old. Yeah, Audrey is kicking.
Audrey.
She's the lead bully at the campus.
Yeah,
so.
Dude. She's
all right, so vote on that for us, too. Is Audrey an amazing testament to women's abilities, or is she a big bully? And 18-year-olds shouldn't be wrestling 14, because I guarantee you get an 18-year-old. If she goes to a national championship against men, there's got to be some guys out there.
Yeah, chomping at the bit.
Yeah, but here's what I'll do. I will identify as 106 pounds, maybe.
And for sure.
Let's see where I stand with Audrey.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Now, this is what it has to say. I want to end on this. Audrey Jimenez has become the first female to ever win a high school wrestling state title in Arizona. The 18-year-old from Sunnyside High. By the way, I graduated, I was still 17. So she's older than me at the time. She won the Division I title at 106 pounds.
I was going to say 160.
106 pound weight class. So she wrestled a lot of little twinks.
Yeah.
Poor guys, though. That would suck.
Now, but also, if it doesn't work out, she could go play volleyball for the Seneca team, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you know, in wrestling, one of the moves is you're supposed to, like, you know, jam your finger in places to get out of a hold. And with her, I think those men were damned if they do, damned if they don't. If they beat her, it's like, what are you doing, bro? And if they lost, it's like, you lost to a girl.
Yeah, you lost to a girl.
You're screwed either way.
Yeah, not cool.
All right, speaking of screwed, we're all screwed. If you thought you were going to go to Best Buy and buy a CD, a DVD, a VHS tape. Guess what, Grandpa? You're out of luck. We're going to show this guy. Remember these guys that used to help you out?
Yeah,
you
I go miss to, these guys. You the go Dork to Squad.
The Geek Squad.
The Geek Squad.
I think everyone called them geeks, so they just had to lean into it.
Yeah, oh.
But those guys were amazing. You'd sing a song to them, and they're like, can you help me find this one? It's like, do, 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 do. And they're like, I don't know, dude. And go figure it out. Now you can hum into your phone. There's an app on Google. If you're like, I know a song, it's like, Shot to the Heart.
No way.
No name. And they're like, you mean Bon Jovi? Shot to the Heart. Yeah. So.
They're just like, you mean Never Sing Again?
Or? Yeah. And it tells you, and please don't ever hum to me. So this was the original, the Best Buy guy. Now we look here. An end of an era. Best Buy has officially removed physical media from their stores. And we read, Disney's also cutting back on physical media, so everywhere you go, physical media is down. Now, why is this a weird thing? Because if the end of the world comes and you lose electricity and you have a generator, you can't stream because no Wi-Fi.
Of course.
Some people are preppers. They want to have their own sizable DVD collections. It's going to be harder than ever to get your library.
God, that's awful.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, what's the movie with the Obamas made where the girl, she's obsessed with Friends?
The End of the World or something?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that? Is that what it is?
No.
End of the Earth?
No, Left Behind.
Left Behind.
Or, yeah,
the Teslas are driving around. All right.
Yeah.
So do you have any memories of Best Buy? So we say goodbye to digital media, the physical.
I remember getting PlayStation from Best Buy, and that was actually a very very great moment for me.
Nice.
I lost a lot of years playing PlayStation.
Yeah, and did it help you in your life?
None. Zero.
All right.
But
so you heard it here, kids.
Yeah.
Don't waste your life to video games.
Right.
Let Brady be your example.
Exactly. Good job,
Brady. Well, I wasted my life. I went and I would buy these albums. If you don't remember Master P, make them say, na-na-na-na. Master P would put out these displays. And if you look down at the bottom, those are called jewel cases.
Yeah.
Those are really nice with plastic, and you open them up and you could read about your favorite artist.
Really?
Those cost about $1 to make. Master P's up above were made of recycled plastic. There was no liner notes. That was cardboard. There was no jewel. Nothing could break. And those were about 25 cents to make. So Master P was making millions off of not giving you a very high quality
case. You know what? You know what's funny is seeing that, I remember getting one when I was younger, and I was like, this is cool because it wasn't like any other key. And yeah. So I thought it was like
better,
way different.
Yeah, it was so
little
ghetto.
Did you know, it was super ghetto.
So ghetto. Love that. All right, speaking of ghetto, there's a rapper, and her lyrics are harsh. And for Black History Month, a black activist brought the black rapper over and goes, you think these are lyrics? I want you to sing it to the posters of Martin Luther King and sing it to Betsy, you know, sing it to all these famous, you know, people.
Activists. Yep.
Yeah, sing it to Rosa Parks. And it was so funny watching her do it. Here's a clip of it, Brady, watch.
No, ma'am. I want you to come over here and I want you to read these lyrics to Dorothy Dandridge. Go ahead, read those to her.
Oh man, it would be embarrassing.
Read them to her.
Pop my butt, pop, pop my butt. Pop my butt, pop, pop my butt.
Do you know what pop my butt meant to Harriet Tubman? Do you know what that meant? It meant a whip.
Harriet Tubman was kind of freaky back in the day.
Do you know what pop my butt meant to Harriet Tubman? It meant a whip. That's what she said to her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, get back in the kitchen.
That's right. So I think that was a really cool thing. I'd never seen anyone do that. Like, get in here and you read these lyrics to some of our elders,
also,
even though they're no longer
why
here.
Why was she there, though? What was she there for? Did she get lost on her way to the studio?
She wanted to learn more about her culture, and the woman that read her lyrics was like, you need to say these out loud to some of the black leaders that came before us.
Can we get Sexy Red and Cardi B in there, too?
I'd love
to hear what they have to say.
In the front of my bus with my wet ass. Okay, something like that. All right. So don't do that, folks. Never write anything down as lyrics that you might be afraid to read to Martin Luther King Jr.
It's a fact.
Now, Disney executive has resigned, probably by force. This guy had to leave behind his job because those live-action remakes have not done so well. A lot of films like The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, I think we all know what happened with that.
Yeah, so
pretty
they're bragging about it. They're bragging about it because African American Mermaid is so amazing. But guess what? The film grossed over $298 million domestically and $263 million internationally. So you're like, wow, that's like $570 million. But that movie is not considered a box office success because they have to generate 2.5 times its production budget to compensate for the marketing budget that went along with it.
Yeah.
So they lost money.
Yeah. You know what else lost a lot of money? The number one grossing film, the all women Marvel movie, The Marvels.
Oh, The Marvels.
That was the number one movie that didn't make any money at the box office. Mm-hmm. None. Zero. They went all female cast. Mm-hmm. Listen, nothing against females in movies. Like Ghostbusters, tanked. Marvels, tanked. You know, when are we going to learn that people just want to see a good movie?
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck. Oh, sorry. I don't care. I don't care if you want to have all females, but at least make sure that it's a good movie. Why don't we remake the bad movies and put them in that and see what happens?
That would be good. Yeah, let's do that because they're taking classics and people really love it. You know, they say that, oh, well, there's too many white princesses, too many white. Well, The Little Mermaid was the first and only redheaded princess.
Right.
So redheaded girls had a princess. They took it away. They said, well, now we're just changing it. And it's not like mermaids can't be any, but The Little Mermaid was a movie that looked like this. And it's time to make The Little Mermaid live, make it look like the live, and then make a new story, The Little Kool-Aid. That would be fun, or something more interesting.
Yeah, but make it purple.
Well, and that's what they're doing. And then in the Toy Story, or the Buzz Lightyear movie, they had a lesbian scene.
Saw that.
And the kids, you know, these are little kids. They don't need to be exposed to your agenda yet. So I wrote, and this got a lot of likes online, I said, I guess chasing 12% of the audience that would rather run off with the merch than buy it isn't a good business plan after all.
Wow, that's great.
Ouch!
Also, you know who else went tried to go a little wokey-woke is Cocomelon.
Oh, did
my daughter loves Cocomelon, and they had a, I guess, trans or something character.
Yep.
And people were like, no, nope, Nope. And people tuned out at Cocomelon. They were like, okay, just joking.
Just kidding, yeah. And they make it go away. So that's why that guy went away. No longer will he be the exec. And Disney stock went up a little bit right after that. How would you like that? The day you got fired, the stock goes up.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, 100%. But also, wouldn't that make me feel good?
Well, speaking of someone who should get fired, let's talk about Joe Biden. This gentleman is now finally going to the border and saying, it is an emergency, and I've been trying to fix it this whole time, but Republicans have been stopping me. What a little gaslighting effort that's been. Let's listen to him speak. And this is Mayorkas. This is the guy who's supposed to be in charge of the border. He's now been impeached, but he's pretending like it's always been a concern of mine.
And I'd like to understand from you what Trump-era immigration policies have been banned,
looks like right
ended,
there.
Reversed, and if any investigations are underway by you.
So we have rescinded so many Trump immigration policies, it would take so much time to list them.
Wow. So they're bragging that they've rescinded all these policies, and guess what? Now we have a crisis we never had before.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, but MSNBC also is not a real news station, too. So whatever they say, just don't even believe any of it.
Well, I just got back from Canada, and they have a border. And they didn't just let me run around it because I'm a nice guy or I was fleeing Biden or anything. They checked me. I had to talk to four police officers before I crossed.
Really?
And that's what happens is people who follow the law get the brunt of the law, and those who don't get to go around. We have a video of that. Take a look, Brady. This is me on the top, and this is the border on below. Going through my nail clippers, going through
it's
my
ridiculous.
Toiletries.
Yeah, also, don't bring any water. Don't bring any water. And if you have any water in a bottle for your baby, you might as well throw that away, too. Because, but if you're going across the border, don't forget that bottle or forget that baby.
Don't forget. You leave the baby at the border and go.
That's it.
All right. So now we're getting close to the end of our time here with the wonderful Brady Matthews. And it just flies by when you have a talent like this sitting next to you. But, Brady... Yes. Relationships, they're already tough enough.
Oh, trust me, I know.
Now women, and he knows, and now women firsthand. Are opting, a Spanish artist is opting to marry her AI-generated hologram.
Well, I think that's genius.
Yeah, so this woman would rather be with a ghost than have you hang out with her, me, anyone like that. So I thought that was pretty funny. And Brady, what do you recommend for these women who might go AI?
I don't know. You know, it's weird to me. Great question. But it's almost like if you were to date Siri and it was an actual form of Siri.
Yeah.
You know, because when Siri gets it wrong, you want to punch her in the head. And now you can actually do it.
Exactly.
Which is great. I mean, you'd probably go right through the face.
No, I've done that. I'm like, Siri, Pizza Hut near me. And they're like, pizza parlor in Illinois. I'm like, no, screw you, Siri. And she'll say stuff like, that's not nice.
Yeah. And then and she'll be like, that's not nice. Here's how you spell it.
Yeah. Well, Brady, it's been amazing. By the way, Brady, where can people find you? How can they find your show?
Yeah. Find our show on Valuetainment Sports. Mm-hmm. It's The Mouthpiece. We have lots of reels. We have lots of shorts. I also do art. I have an art show coming up March 21st here in Fort Lauderdale. Go to Brady Matthews Art, too. Mm-hmm. And if you want to see some comedy, I'll be at Don't Tell Comedy all weekend here in Miami.
Right. And shout out to Brady's family who's here in the studio with us. Big
shout
round of applause for Brady.
Shout out to Karen. The
absolutely.
Best Karen.
Yes, right. Yep. Now, and remember, Jorge has only done his two sound effects. He is done for the day.
Where
there
is
will be
he?
No applause for Brady's family.
Bum, bum, bum,
bum. Yeah. All right. With that said, I want to show Brady a few more things. I want to show Brady what it looks like to be on a date with a hologram so that this might be our future. We might be either the hologram or the one like kind of eating dinner with one.
Looking
take a look.
Forward to it. Stop it.
Very nice. I put some sweet potato.
I put sweet potato for you.
Good idea.
And they're having a mundane conversation. Like, this looks worse than a regular relationship.
Yeah, so it's a bit dangerous. Not for you, but for humans.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll take him out anyway.
A man of few words. Look at that.
Oh, what we go to do, do you want to age, to become older, or you want to stay always the same?
I think for you it will be nicer when I age. Because it's nice to age together.
Oh my goodness. Awkward. So that's what it's like hanging out with someone that doesn't really want to be there. And so then you have to have just an AI generated to just pretend you have friends, which luckily we don't have that problem here at... Where the... Did Brady just leave? If we could put a hologram of Brady, that'd be nice, because it was kind of fun to have someone else to talk to here. But yeah, so maybe that's not such a bad idea after all. All right, let's move right along. That was a little embarrassing for me. So let's end this thing with some stand-up comedy. Now, I love making people laugh all around the world. So go on KayvonComedy.com and we can do it together. We do meet and greets after the show. We talk about topical things, and some of the jokes look something like this.
I had one lady after a show, she goes, "You didn't mention me, I'm pansexual." I'm like, "All right, well, I'm in a deep dish, but we can work something out. We'll go get a thin crust, we'll talk about it, right?"
That's for all my...
I'm just saying, if there's too many letters, they're going to have to make a whole song. Yeah, you're going to have to learn your gay BCs, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
That's for all my pansexuals out there, so get a flat crust and stop arguing about it. If you like that joke and you like my sense of humor, which hundreds of people do, then I want you to come to one of these shows. I'm going to be, actually, on Wednesday, unbelievable Wednesday, and this is now March 5th, we're talking about this, Wednesday is tomorrow, I'm going to be up in a little place called University of Connecticut, so move that Westfield, make it UConn. Then on 37, I'll be right there near Westfield. 321, Lynchburg, Virginia, Arlington, Virginia, Carson City, San Diego, Tacoma, Washington, Louisville, Kentucky, Fort Wayne, and Appleton. All that and more on KayvonComedy.com. Thank you for surviving The Right Show with me, where today we told the truth through comedy. We gave you a tour of Mar-a-Lago, one of the greatest places you've ever been, folks. Fantastic. $19 million. You got to be kidding me. At least $1.9 billion, believe me. And we had a great time. We want to wake the world up with laughter. The only way we can do that is if you make sure you subscribe and tell your friends about The Right Show. We do it right here every single week. We'll see you next time. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye. Woo!